AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Democrats in the House released several photos from Jeffrey Epstein's estate, including a black and white image of Donald Trump alongside six women whose faces were blacked out. There were also photos of Bill Clinton and the former Prince Andrew. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says it's about accountability.
These people who are part of the Trump administration, including Donald Trump and J.D. Vance himself, all said for years that they wanted to release the Epstein files. Then they come into office and do the exact opposite. Obstruct and obfuscate, hide stuff from the American people. All we want is full transparency, so that the American people can get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Epstein died in a New York jail cell in 2019 while awaiting sex trafficking charges. Supporters stood with Kilmar Abrego Garcia outside an immigration enforcement office in Baltimore.
Todos somos Kilmar!
Todos somos Kilmar!
A federal judge said that immigration officials could not detain Abrego Garcia again until the court holds a hearing on a request for a temporary restraining order. Abrego Garcia had been released from detention just hours before. He told the crowd Friday he's grateful for their support.
I am grateful and give gratitude to all of the people that have been fighting with me since day one, who God has put in my life and my family's life.
In 2019, a U.S. immigration judge gave Abrego Garcia protection from being sent back to his home country, El Salvador. But earlier this year, he was mistakenly deported to a notorious prison in the country. Facing pressure, the Trump administration finally brought him back to the U.S. in June, but took him into custody again, accusing him of human smuggling. I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump is being sued by preservationists who want an architecture review and congressional approval over his White House ballroom project. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Artificial intelligence stocks are falling again on Wall Street, but other parts of the market are picking up some of the slack. The S&P 500 fell 0.5% in the first hour of trading Friday. The index set its latest all-time high a day earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up 51 points. That's about 0.1%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 1%. Big drops for tech stocks, including Broadcom, pulled that index lower. Lululemon jumped 9%. The company reported stronger than expected results for its latest quarter and said it was looking for a new CEO. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.18%. Seth Soutel, New York.
Australian accident investigators have released dramatic images showing a skydiver's parachute entangled on an airplane's tail, leaving him dangling at 15,000 feet. The skydiver used a hook knife to cut himself free. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.